ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 2, which is entitled Ajamil Delivered by the. Sorry. Chapter 3. Chapter 3, Yamaraj instructs his messengers. Text number 22. Etavam. Eva loke asmin pumsam dharma para smrita bhakti yoga bhagavati tat nama grahana adibi Etavaneva lokesmin Pumsam dharma parasmrita Bhakti yoga bhagavati Tannama granadibi Etavaneva lokesmin Pumsam dharma parasmrita Bhakti yoga bhagavati Tam nama hranadibi Etavan eva lokesmin Pumsam dharma parasmrita Bhakti yoga bhagavati tannama hranadibi. Etavam. This much. Eva. Indeed. Loke asmin. In this material world. Pumsam. Of the living entities. Dharma. The religious principles. Para. Transcendental. Smrita. Recognized. Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga or devotional service. Bhagavati. To the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Not to the demigods. Tat. His. Nama. Of the holy name. Grahana Adibi. Beginning with chanting. Translation and purport by Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Gita. Devotion service, beginning with the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, is the ultimate religious principle for the living entity in human society. Please repeat. Devotion service. Beginning with the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Is the ultimate religious principle for the living entity in human society. Purport. As stated in the previous verse, Dharmam Bhagavatam, real religious principles are Bhagavata, Bhagavat Dharma. The principles described in Srimad Bhagavatam itself, or in Bhagavad Gita, the preliminary study of the Bhagavatam, what are these principles? The Bhagavatam says, Dharma Projita Kaita Votra. In Srimad Bhagavatam, there are no cheating religious systems. Everything in the Bhagavatam is directly connected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Bhagavatam further says, Savaipum sam paro dharmo yato bhakti radokshaje. The Supreme Religion is that which teaches its followers how to love the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is beyond the reach of experimental knowledge. Such religious systems begins with Tannama Grahana, chanting of the holy name of the Lord, Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam. After chanting the holy name of the Lord and dancing in ecstasy, one gradually sees the form of the Lord, the pastimes of the Lord, and the transcendental qualities of the Lord. This way, one fully understands the situation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One can come to this understanding of the Lord, how he descends in the material world, how he takes his births, and what activities he performs. But one can know this only by executing devotional service. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Bhaktyamam abhijanati, simply by devotional service, one can understand everything about the Supreme Lord. If one fortunately understands the Supreme Lord in this way, The result is Tyaktva Deham Punar Janmanaiti. After giving up this material body, he no longer has to take birth in this material world. Instead, he returns home, back to Godhead. This is the ultimate perfection. Therefore, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Mamu Petya Punar Janma Dukalayam Asashvatam Napnuvanti Mahatmana Samsidim Paramam Gata. Translation: after attaining me, the great souls who are yogis in devotion never return to this temporary world, which is full of miseries, because they have attained the highest perfection. Om Gyanate Mahandasya Svakaya Shakshuri Milkam Yenotas Maishir Gurave Namaha Namo Vismidaya Krishna Pastayam Tale Sumte Satvarugdas Khoswami Tenami Namo Vismidaya Krishna Pastayam Tale Sumte Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tenami Namaste Sarasvata Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesa Sunyavadi Pastyacha Desatarini. So in this chapter, Yamaraj is instructing his messengers, his servants, because they were disappointed with what happened at the time when Ajamil was saved by the Yamadutas, saved by the holy name. And at that time, Ajamil, when this incident happened, he came back to his senses. He started to wake up as wake up from his deathbed, basically. He was far gone. Even at some point he thought it was a dream. Is it real? But then he woke up and he wanted to actually start a communication with the Vishnudutas who had saved him. But then the Vishnudutas they also disappeared from there. So from this communication between the Vishnudutas and the Yamadutas, Ajamil, he could understand that the importance of the religious principles. And he could also understand that there are religious principles that lead one to a better life, but there are also religious principles that lead one to spiritual life. And that's what he was looking for now at this point of his life. He got very deep realization, and he started to regret that he had lived such an low-class lifestyle. He started to regret that he had rejected his Brahminical lifestyle, because that's what his upbringing was. And he also regretted that he had rejected his wife, who was a very good wife, chaste wife, beautiful wife, but still he rejected her for a low class prostitute, for a low class sudra. So he had all these realizations. He also had realization, and he regretted that he had left his parents alone, because his parents, he was the only son, and and his parents in old age, they had a hard time because they had even given their money to him and he had spoiled the money. And they had a hard time in their old age. And as in normal tradition, the older son looks after the parents. So he regretted that he had not done that. So his life, there was a whole change in his life. And due to his spiritual upbringing in his youth, he could now connect with that. It is also due to his spiritual upbringing that the Lord never let him go. And the fact that he gave the name of Narayan to his son was inspired by the Lord in his heart to call his son Narayan, because that would make him say the name of the Lord many times, and that would bring him closer to the Lord. So this was all prearranged by the Lord. Once we have a connection with the Lord, then the Lord doesn't let us go so easily. It may seem like that. It may seem that, you know, that somebody practiced for some time spiritual life, and then, you know, he disappears from the scene, so to say. But in actuality, once we have this connection with the Lord, once we have chanted the Lord's name, once we have endeavored to follow religious principles, then there is a connection, just like a family connection. We may at some point have disagreement with our parents, but we will never forget our parents, or the mother will never forget her son. So the Lord also, once we have had this connection, he will never let us go anymore, and any opportunity. Like in this case, the fact that the Lord, within the heart of Ajamil, inspired him to call his son Narayan, that's a transcendental arrangement by the Lord. So now Ajamil, he understood and he knew. Now I have to become serious. Once he understood, because the worst thing is that once we understand and then still we continue with nonsense. The offense of chanting the holy name and then again, you know, chanting the holy name to take away the result of the offenses of making mistakes. If we then consciously make again the same mistake and then again chant to nullify the mistakes, this is a bad situation. But this was not a case of Ajamil. He lived a very bad life, but then once he understood, he regretted and he took very seriously to his spiritual life. And he understood, you know, I was victimized by, you know, by the illusory energy. And he said, I became like a dancing dog led around by woman's hand. And this illusion, he doesn't want that anymore. So he now has understood who is his real friend, and he has understood how to go about the process. So the fact that he chanted the holy name in the association, and the Yamadutas came, and just a moment of association with the Yamadutas, with the Vishnudutas, sorry, and a moment of association with the Vishnudutas was enough for him to change his life. And then he went to Hardwar, where he took shelter at the Lord Vishnu temple, and where he worshipped the deity, and then he completely absorbed himself in the chanting of the holy name and in developing a relationship with the Vishnu deity in the temple. And in this way he served the deity, and then again the Vishnu Dutas, they came back. And then at that time he left his material body and he took on his eternal spiritual form. And then he went with a golden airplane, he went back to the spiritual world accompanied by the Vishnudutas. So this is the journey of Ajamil, and now Yamaraj, he needs to explain to his servants, because they had never had such a scenario. They never were confronted with such a situation. As we all have experienced, that when somebody tells us something, we do our best to do what the person told us. But then if an higher authority comes and says, hey, what are you doing? You shouldn't do that like this. You should do it in this way. Then we also become bewildered. We all have experienced that, even in Krishna consciousness. There are lots of opportunities to experience that. That, you know, one says this, another says that, and then it's one is bewildered what to do. Who should I follow now? Because, you know, by doing that, we break down the authority of the other one to the other. So we all have experience with that, and we all know that it is unsettling, and that is not, not the way how it should be. But in this case, Yamaraj very nicely actually explained to his servants what is actually the situation, because the Yamadutas, they were actually seeing Yamaraj as the highest authority, and they also expressed that to him. How is it, you know, we thought that you are the highest authority, but now suddenly you are confronted with such a beautiful, attractive personalities, and they made us bewildered, because their interference was very strong. It was not a light thing, not like, excuse me, Yamadutas, but I think we need to discuss, we need to look at the situation, maybe a little different than what your approach. They basically, you know, they came down, they cut the ropes. The Yamadutas had already tied up the soul for pulling him, Ajamil, out of his body. And the Vishnudutas came with their swords and cut the ropes into pieces. And so immediately they were totally offset of their normal situations, because they had done, this is their duty. Their duty is to go to sinful persons and pull them with the ropes, pull the soul out of the body and bring them to Yamaraj for the judgment, for the certain punishment. So that they had done that many times, and that's their service, that's their activity towards Yamaraj. So in this case, they were very much bewildered. They were surprised to see these very attractive personalities. And then there was some exchange with them also. And so then everything was relatively short. So then they went to Yamaraj and asked him questions. And then Yamaraj, while he was meditating on the lotus feet of the Lord, he started to explain to them, to the Yamadutas, that he is actually not the highest, and that although he is a Mahajan, together with other great personalities, that he is not the highest, and that his Lord is the highest authority, and that even the demigods, that they don't fully, even himself, that they don't fully understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They may have a lot of knowledge about the Lord, but they do not understand him in full, because the Lord is over and above everything and everybody. Far over and above everybody. So they explained that nicely to the Yamadutas, and the Yamadutas got a good and balanced understanding. And because their understanding was, we are following the Vedic scriptures, we are following the Vedic rituals, so we are doing the right thing. How can it that our knowledge, what we know, how can it be that is not complete, that is not sufficient? So then it was explained, Yamaraj explained to them that there are religious duties which are not transcendental. There are religious activities which are transcendental. There are religious activities which are not necessarily transcendental, which are within the modes of material nature. And so he also explained them that it is the best to take to that activity that is pure, that is the most pure. And this is how we come to this last 2-3 verses and the verse of today, where he was saying that devotional service, beginning with the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, is the ultimate religious principle for the living entity in human society. Because that activity of the chanting of the holy name is transcendental. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is explaining about Dharmam Bhagavatam. Real religious principles are Bhagavad Dharma, as described in the Srimad Bhagavatam itself, or in Bhagavad Gita, which he explains here as the preliminary study of the Bhagavatam. So the Bhagavad Gita is the preliminary study of the Srimad Bhagavatam, and which Sri Prabhupada called Bhagavad Gita as it is, which by itself is actually a very bold statement to say Bhagavad Gita as it is. It's a very bold statement, which as far as I know has never been challenged, because there are many Bhagavad Gitas, and only the Bhagavad Gita by Sri Prabhupada is called Bhagavad Gita as it is. So the fact that it has never been challenged, and the fact that it is outstanding, and the fact that it represents the whole Srimad Bhagavatam, which Sri Prabhupada continues to say that everything, there is no cheating in Srimad Bhagavatam, there are no cheating religious systems. So Srimad Bhagavatam is very direct, very, very direct towards the truth. We are used to read books, we are used to read newspapers, to so many information we get to us, and we are used to relative information. We are used to, in the newspaper, when we read something, then you know, we take it to some extent for what it is, but we also have our own understanding on it. Or when we read something, then we may think, oh, this is a fairy tale story. Or there are so many different possibilities we can evaluate something that comes to us. But when it comes to Bhagavad Gita, to Srimad Bhagavatam, then it is the absolute truth. There is not an inch to be left for speculation. It is very straight, it is very direct. There is no misunderstanding possible unless based on lack of realization. But what is there is 100% right. It's 108% right. What is there is very straight, very direct, very actual knowledge. So also when we see Srimad Bhagavatam, then the first verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam, 111, and the first canto, first chapter, first verse, it immediately establishes Lord Krishna. It starts with, O my Lord Sri Krishna, son of Vasudev, O all-pervading personality of Godhead, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. I meditate upon Lord Sri Krishna because he is the absolute truth and the primeval cause of all causes of the creation, sustenance and destruction of the manifest universes. He is directly and indirectly conscious of all manifestations, and he is independent because there is no other cause beyond him. It is he only who first imparted the Vedic knowledge unto the heart of Brahmaji, the original living being. By him, even the great sages and demigods are placed into illusion, as one is bewildered by the illusory representations of water seen in fire, or land seen on water. Only because of him do the material universes, temporarily manifested by the reactions of the three modes of nature, appear factual, although they are unreal. I therefore meditate upon him, Lord Sri Krishna, who is eternally existent in the transcendental abode, which is forever free from the illusory representations of the material world. I meditate upon him. He is the absolute truth. So just in this one verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam, so much information, so much confirmation is there of who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then the second verse, it says, completely rejecting all religious activities which are materially motivated. So the Srimad Bhagavatam is very direct. It's like a sword of knowledge. It cuts through all the layers of illusion. This Bhagavad Purana propounds the highest truth, which is understandable by those devotees who are fully pure in heart. The highest truth is reality distinguished from illusion for the welfare of all. Such truth uproots the threefold miseries. This beautiful Bhagavatam, compiled by the great sage Vyasadeva in his maturity, is sufficient in itself for God realization. What is the need of any other scripture? As soon as one attentively and submissively hears the message of Bhagavatam, by this culture of knowledge, the Supreme Lord is established within the heart. And then it goes on, the next verses are establishing the importance of the association with the sages, with the spiritual master. So Lord Krishna has established the importance of the Srimad Bhagavatam, is established the importance of the association with sages and spiritual master is established. So all the main parts of aspects of Krishna consciousness, to be well situated in Krishna consciousness, are immediately and directly and established in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And then all the later chapters are just like Srimad Bhagavatam now, sixth canto, the pastime of Ajamil. They are basically further elaborating on this. And this verse also, where it establishes devotional service, beginning with the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, is the ultimate religious principle for the living entity in human society. So here also in the purport, Srila Prabhupada explains further that after chanting the holy name of the Lord and dancing in ecstasy, one gradually sees the form of the Lord, the pastimes of the Lord, and the transcendental qualities of the Lord. This way one fully understands the situation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And one can come to this understanding of the Lord, how he descends into the material world, how he takes his birth, and what activities he performs. But one can only know this by executing devotional service. So devotional service, to be connected to devotional service in order to get these realizations, to get this understanding of the Srimad Bhagavatam, we have to be connected with with devotional service. We have to be connected with the different activities in devotional service, like it's mentioned here also, Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, the different 10 activities by which we can serve the Lord, from which hearing is the first, and chanting the Lord's holy name is the second, and remembering the Lord's activities is the third. So all this is very scientifically put together. And when we are connected to devotional service, then, as Srila Prabhupada explains, then we will get to understand the scriptures when we study, or our meditation on the Lord will go much deeper and our realizations will be much much higher. And it will be a gradual process of being able to understand the pastimes of the Lord. Just like when we have a family, then from our own little family, we know very well the individuals, we know their past and their present, and we know the relations. So in the same way, we are part of Krishna's family, and we should know Krishna very well. We should know what are his pastimes. We should know what he did and why he did and how he did his pastimes. Because all this is part of the meditation to become closer to the Lord. And the more our mind is absorbed with these activities, the more we will relish the process of Krishna consciousness, and the more we will advance in Krishna consciousness. And it's a natural thing to do. If we are Krishna's devotees, it's natural to know Krishna, Krishna's family, Krishna's pastimes. It's natural. And if we absorb ourselves in it, I'm preaching to myself in the first place, and if we approach ourselves in it, we will relish it, and it will make us much more happy than being absorbed in our problems and our so many other things. So I will stop here. Any comment or question? Yes, please.
As you told that the subtle body of Ajamil was bound up by the ropes of Yamadudar. So I'm just asking, what type of material is being made? The ropes are being made up of. What type of material? Because it's not seen grossly.
I don't know. Maybe they are transcendental ropes. I don't know. Sorry. Yes, Prabhu. Akshay Ramachandra Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for this enlivening class, Prabhu. The Srimad Bhagavatam, it kicks out all cheating religions. When it says cheating religions in this perspective, in this context, it's indirectly serving the Supreme Lord, not direct devotional service. This is what I understood after hearing the class. How does one keep that balance of following the Bhagavad Dharma of direct devotional service to the Lord and so many cultural aspects that we find in India specifically, with people, with religion, with their tradition and all? Because here Bhagavatam is actually kicking out all these indirect processes of worship, even to the Supreme through the demigods. So how does one keep that balance? To be very specific, there is direct service to Krishna, devotional service through the 9 processes of devotional service. And then there is worship of the demigods, which in turn is actually, you know, worship of Krishna in one sense, according to the Vedas. So how does one keep that balance as devotees? Because we have to do that even because of the cultural perspectives where we are staying.
It's like they say that if you learn to play harmonium, but you already played harmonium for several years by yourself, and then you take lessons, then it's more difficult to learn it right than if you don't know anything. So Srila Prabhupada also he gives examples, and he explains that that this like demigod worship or impersonalism, these things they are sometimes deeply rooted in our habits or in our traditions. So they are indeed a difficulty to overcome. But that's why the Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita are so clear and so straight. And then by associating with devotees who are living according to the Srimad Bhagavatam and Srimad Bhagavad Gita, then we can overcome this, you know, these difficulties. But yes, certain traditions, certain things which we have wrongly heard from our youth, they are obstacles that we have to overcome. So it's part of the difficulties to in Krishna consciousness to set this thing straight. So I will stop here. So Prabhupada ki jai.